Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with today's Call to Worship. A child can be very precious to its father, and so much more are we to our Heavenly Father. And God helps His children to be overcomers.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads His dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads His dear children. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through His blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be your children. And as little children, we are in need of a father for love, for strength, for direction, for provision. God, you are the ultimate provider of all of our needs. Your word declares that through faith in you, we can be overcomers. We can overcome the world with all its temptations and trials. We are overcomers, born of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. As we invest these few moments with you in worship and praise, Father, draw us to you with that childlike faith, trusting in you daily, moment by moment, as we are kept in your love. Lord, please be the center of our attention this hour, and every minute, hour, and days that you give us breath. We ask this in the precious name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
There's wonders in all the earth.
Oh, then is made the earth.
Let his children rejoice, for he is Lord of creation. Let his children rejoice and sing a song of salvation.
Let his children rejoice, for he is Lord.
You are listening to Call to Worship as we see children as overcomers.
As you are faithful, Lord, may I be faithful. Faithful in small things, as you are in all.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our email service can provide you with information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. Simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, and enter your email address in the area in the top right of our homepage to subscribe to this free weekly email service. Thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or check us out on the internet at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
was there when you drew the breath of life. And he could hear your voice the first time that you cried. And though you couldn't see him, he was very near. And there's something now that he wants you to hear. You will always be a child in his eyes. When you need some love, his arms are open wide. Even when you're growing old, I hope you realize that you'll always be a child. Was there the first time that you prayed, and he heard all the promises you made, and when you came before him crying, "Father, I have sinned," he said, "I love you, child," and made you clean.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship.
Children of the living God, come and sing, sing out loud. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing of the wonders he has made. Bird in flight, falling rain, sing of the wonders he has made, sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, sent his spirit like a flood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing of his gentle healing hands, how they found the lowliest man. Sing of his gentle healing hands, sing to the living God. Sing of the mercy that he gives. Though we sin, he forgives. Sing of the mercy that he gives. Sing to the living God. How how he loves us with great love. He who sits enthroned above, for our lives he spilled his blood, set his spirit like a flood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God.
Could we with ease the love of God.
Folks, when you recognize the love of God for you, that you are a sinner, and that God has sent His Son to pay the penalty for your sin, and you believe in Him, receiving His gift of salvation, then you are born again, a child of God. According to His Word, the Bible, those who are children of God are also overcomers. Please listen as our Heavenly Father talks about children and us as His adopted children, beginning with Mark 10. And they were bringing children to Him, Christ, that He might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, He was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to Me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And He took them in His arms and blessed them, laying His hands on them. Romans 8, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together." Galatians 3, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Later in Galatians chapter 4, "I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, and he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of this world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God." 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. Later in 1 John chapter 4, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love God, love each other, God lives in us, and His love is brought to full expression in us." Ephesians chapter 1. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. 1 John 5, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We know we love God's children if we love God and obey His commandments. Loving God means keeping His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Our Heavenly Father, please strengthen our faith so that our childlike faith in You will give us the victory that overcomes the world.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome
that we shall overcome.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we see how wonderful it is to be a child of God, adopted children, gaining the victory over temptations of this world through faith. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. We invite you to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
People say that I'm amazing, strong.